Hey, good morning or afternoon, wherever you are, Grinders. I am your host, Travis Mangone, filling in for Dan Bach for the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan is going to be, he's on his way to Vegas right now. He's going for the fantasy draft Drew Brees thing. So he's asked us to fill in today. So I'm here with the solo pod filling in for Dan for the Friday slate. It's a really good one. Friday, June 2nd. Pretty nice slate that we have today. Tons of stud pitching to look at. So I'm really excited about this slate. I think it's a really good cash game slate, really good tournament slate, all around just a great slate in the industry, and tons of great contests going around on many different sites. Fantasy Draft has a ton of great contests going on today. They have the $25 home run that they always have. It's 11K prize pool, $25, and 505 people. Just a nice, like I always say with Fantasy Draft, it's one of those sites that's here to stay. They've really done a ton for the industry, and they're just a great site, and it's great because you can roster, you don't have to roster catchers or second basemen or shortstops, play guys that you don't want to. You can play like five first basemen if you want. So head on over, jump in that $25 home run. If that's a little too much, go in the $5. And if that's not enough, they have $33 ones, $111. They have a ton of them. And other things with Fantasy Draft is they have tons of satellites that you can go into for the $55 walk-off they're going to have. That's in 35 days. So, one thing about this site is you're not going to run into, like, the top players in the industry as much, like a Sahil, a Chipotle, those guys, guys that are mass entering tons of stuff sometimes people want to avoid. They don't want to play in prize pools with them, and that's okay. You head over here, they don't spend as much time on this kind of site. So you can head over there, and if you're trying to win tickets into that walk-off, I'm sure they won't be in there too, and it's a pretty good prize pool, 100K, $55 entry. So try and win tickets for the next 35 days and get in that. It's a really good contest, and just 10K to first, really nice prize pool that you can do. So and if you're playing it a ton, you might have a leg up on people who see that prize pool as it gets closer and just decide, hey, let me throw some bullets in. So that's good too. But head over to Fantasy Draft and check that out. But let me get started with the slate now. Like I said, it's a really good slate. If you haven't looked at it yet, man, there's tons of pitching. It's probably one of the most loaded pitching slates of the season, I could say, besides opening day. I could be wrong, but we got Kershaw against Milwaukee, which is just an absolute amazing spot. The only thing that you are a little upset about is, hey, Milwaukee's a more of a hitter's park, but with Kershaw being a lefty and it's more of a hitter's park for lefties, like lefty power, I'm not really worried if a lefty goes yard on Kershaw. I just fight another day. I'll go to battle with Kershaw against a lefty anytime. So Kershaw is going to be a guy I love. We got a Steven Strasburg against the A's, and we just saw what Kluber did to the A's, and the A's are terrible against right-handed pitching. So we got Dallas Keuchel and Yu Darvish going up against each other one-on-one. I mean, Texas has been striking out a ton this year. Yu Darvish is just an elite strikeout pitcher, but in a matchup that I don't love a ton for strikeouts, Houston just isn't striking out a lot this year. And they're one of the hottest offenses in the league. It's just a team. I don't know if I'll end up playing Darvish in tournaments, but I'm curious to see what the industry does on that, just because he's an elite strikeout upside guy. And you got a Michael Pineda against the Blue Jays. Blue Jays offense has gotten hot, but Pineda is a big strikeout guy. That's another. There's just tons of pitching here. You got a Garrett Cole. He's another option that you can look at. Rick Porcello. I know some people like playing him. I'm not a huge fan. Michael Fulmer. He's another guy. There's just so many different options you can go to. So this is definitely a slate I like a lot, and just so many top-tier pitching to look at. So let's get started. I already started off, but Kershaw, it's clear. I said some of the reasons before, but, man, Milwaukee, just they strike out the second most of any team on the slate, on the season. Kershaw is just a guy that I'm going to try my best to get in cash games. One reason why, of course it's Clayton Kershaw, and we want to play him in cash games. And I haven't done a ton of, roster building and construction, trying to get him in and whatnot. But the key with Kershaw on slates like these is, there's tons of different options that people can take. People could take a Strasburg, a Keuchel, and just get cute. And, I'm not going to do that. I'm probably just going to take Kershaw. I think that's the route I'm going to end up going. Again, very early. But, plugging in Kershaw, I have no complaints about that, especially in this matchup. It's such a good matchup for him. Just perfect. I love Kershaw days. But Anyways, then Steven Strasburg, I like him a ton too. He's looked really good of recent. I mean, he's one of those guys that last year wasn't doing as well. There was some concerns that he was pitching a contact early in the year, but he's had some really stellar performances recently. You know, the K percentage is at 27.3%, a swinging strike rate of 11.3, CR at 3.31, just in hard contact of 28.1%. Just tons of great stats that you love to see when you're looking at your pitcher. So yeah, this is a guy I'm definitely, you know, I have a ton of interest in for sure. I think he's a great tournament pivot off of Kershaw if you're getting low ownership. I don't know if you will get a ton lower. We'll have to see. I guess, you know, be on the lookout for Jimeno's ownership. I always lean on those, and it's just definitely very important. So yeah, just to make sure, you know, obviously Kershaw will probably be the chalkiest, I would assume, but, you know, always depends on roster construction. You might not be able to get in the bats that you like a ton. But on to next pitchers, Dallas Keuchel and Yu Darvish. Yeah, these are matchups I normally, in tournaments, I normally end up staying away from. I hate, like, just targeting, you know, trying to pick one ace against another. That's just my personal preference, but because it's just hard to, you know, figure out which one's going to get the win and whatnot. But if I have to lean, I'm going to go Dallas Keuchel. Like, Keuchel's probably the guy I would go to. I think this is a great spot for him against Texas if I had to pick. Yu Darvish, I get it. He's got the elite strikeout upside, which means he could go under own. But, man, the Astros are just an offense I don't want to, like, go near right now. So Darvish, for me, I think he's well in tournament play just because of the upside he has. He has elite strikeout upside, so he's a guy you should definitely be looking at. But again, you know, I think I would end up going Keuchel if he told me I had to pick one. So yeah, that's kind of where I'm leaning right now. I get it. Darvish has a higher K percentage than him, you know, but he's got a higher walk rate. I mean, that's something too. He's got one of the highest on the slate at 10.5%. I mean, that's fourth highest on the slate. Jeez, like, that's just one thing I'm concerned about. I've seen him this year. I've watched a bunch of his starts, actually, and, like, just seen his pitch count get, like, destroyed and just go so high. Like, one time he pitched 133. It's just one of those guys I just, you know, kind of worry a little bit about. I get he's got the upside, but it's just a guy I probably won't end up going. Another guy I like is Michael Pineda. Michael Pineda has been unbelievable this year. He's got an outside swinging strike percentage of 36.2, swinging strike rate of 14.2%. I mean, that's the highest on the slate. A K percentage of 27.5%, that's the highest on the slate. Walk rate of 5%, I mean, he's been incredible. He's just been absolutely awesome this year. So be on the lookout, too, with the roof in Toronto. They had the roof open yesterday, which was weird, and it was, like, in the mid-50s, which made it better pitching weather. So I really like Michael Pineda a ton. I could see on Fantasy Draft doing a Pineda and, like, a Kershaw combo. You know, I think that's, like, a really great combination that I might go to battle with. I get a little worried, though, looking at the run total. You know, when I take my pitchers, I would prefer the run total to be below 4, looking at Vegas, and they're at a 4.34, and that definitely has some concerns for me. So not saying I'll definitely go that route, you know, kind of construct and build and see what value we open up. Like, it's a huge slate. You know, we'll get some value, I'm sure. But I just want to see, you know, I think, like, first look I'm looking at, I like Pineda a lot. I just think it's, you know, he's just been so elite this year. It's been great. So he seems like a great SP too. But again, it's going to be a tough decision because I like a guy like Keuchel more, but he's, like, you know, almost 5K more on Fantasy Draft. So just Michael Pineda, that savings is pretty nice. So definitely have some interest in that. And we got Michael Fulmer against the White Sox. So White Sox are an offense we've been attacking, especially with right-handed pitching this year. I think it's a fine option, but it's just somewhere I won't probably end up going. Does not seem like a route that I'll take. I'm not a huge Fulmer fan. I think he's a good pitcher, like a real-life pitcher more so. Fantasy, I just never end up taking him. He's got some good numbers, a low walk percentage of 5.4. Sierra of 3.96, love seeing that. Outside swinging strike percentage is pretty high, too, at 33.1%, which is great against a team like the White Sox, who can swing and miss a ton. So, yeah, I could see going him. I see the merit, but there's on Fantasy Draft, there's a cheaper option I like more. I definitely like Gerrit Cole more. I have interest in him against the Mets. I get it. The Mets, you know, he just had a game against them, and he got roughed up a little bit. And one thing I don't love doing is going back to the well on a pitcher who just faced that team. It always favors the hitters more, so that has me a little bit concerned. But for a price savings of 15K on Fantasy Draft, I'm definitely interested. I'm intrigued, for sure. He's a decent tournament option. But again, I do worry about that, for sure, at times. So yeah, that's something to note as well. So yeah, Gerrit Cole, I think he's an interesting option. Rick Porcello, I never play this guy. I mean, he's just I'm not a big believer in him, but I get it. If you know, the Orioles are a team that can strike out a ton, but I more so like to take like left-handed pitching against them. And like, man, they just like kind of roughed up Eduardo Rodriguez, and you know, Eduardo Rodriguez has been really good this year. So I think it's just like a time where I'm not looking to attack the Baltimore offense. I'm going to stay away. And Porcello just has a huge hard hit percentage of 42.5. It's just not a spot I'm looking to play. I just rarely play Porcello, and does not seem like he'll be a guy that's on the winning tournament roster. I'm just a guy I don't want in my cash game. So Rick Porcello is a guy I will not be playing. Jake Odorizzi, I think you could play him as a tournament play. I don't think he's a terrible option to go to. Then you got guys down here that I don't love a ton. You know, a Josh Tomlin. I think there's merit to it. Tomlin's pitched really well this year. I think there's merit to it just because it's the Royals. Like, it's just plain and simple. This is one of those offenses where I'm just like, oh, who are the Royals playing? I definitely have to have some interest in that guy. So, you know, Tomlin has been okay this year. You know, 4.00 Sierra, hard hit percentage of 33.2. You know, he's got a K percentage. I'm not in love with his K percentage of 16.7. But again, it's the Royals. They strike out a ton. So, you know, I think you could do it, but just does not seem like a guy that I would end up playing. I'd rather just play Garrett Cole for 300 more. Then you got German Marquez. I think he's another guy for 300 less. I like him a ton against San Diego. We love targeting San Diego. Marquez has been good. You know, the past three games, his game has four games actually. His game log. White Sox hit a 35.6 on fantasy draft. 15.65 against Minnesota wasn't the greatest. Then Philly 20.9, and then St. Louis 17.35. I mean, he's had some really nice starts, and this is just a perfect spot for him. You know, San Diego is just the perfect spot. We just saw Matt Harvey, who I'll get to. He's for 12.4K. We saw him put up 19.05 against San Diego. That was one of his best outings of the year, honestly, at least in, like, you know, probably like the last month or so. You know, he's had some better outings, but yeah, that was one of his better ones, and you know, he didn't even pitch that great. So I think Marquez is at this time definitely pitching better than Matt Harvey, and I think I definitely have some interest in Marquez in this matchup. So yeah, and it's a huge park upgrade. You have to keep that in mind. I mean, he's not in Coors, they're in San Diego. So I like Marquez a lot. I think he's a really good tournament option to consider. I think he'd even consider it in cash games if you wanted. So Marquez is a guy. I wonder if he ends up becoming that sexy chalky play that people talk about all day, because that can happen with San Diego, guys going up against San Diego. So I'm curious if that ends up happening. Another guy, Ty Blatch. I'm not a huge fan of Ty Blatch, and this is a huge park downgrade. He's going into Philly. I get we're like, you know, Philly's an offense we're not really trying to, you know, we're not really, we would like to target with pitchers. Like, they're just not good this year right now. They're striking out a ton, but they do have, you know, they are swinging the bat. Like, you know, when they are getting the ball in the bat, they are kind of hitting it pretty hard and pretty far. Got a nice ISO this year as a team. So Blatch is also a guy. He's got a 5.27 Sierra. And I mean, his ERA is about like 3.81. So, I mean, I definitely expect some negative regression coming from him. I think he's definitely been getting lucky in a lot of the parks that he has pitched in. I think that's something that, you know, is pretty clear has been in his favor. So yeah, this is just a spot. Like, I think it's a great spot to, you know, target some Phillies bats, maybe for cheap to pair with Kershaw. If, you know, we have some faith in the Phillies bats, I don't have a ton of faith, but I mean, hey, they have a pretty, decent run total, 4.38, and they are the favorites. So, in that small ballpark, I don't think it's a terrible option because we're looking for some cheap bats to pair with Kershaw. So I'm not saying maybe go the full Philly stack onslaught, right? Like five Phillies. Now, I don't think that's the route, but maybe just pair with a Cameron Rupp, a Tommy Joseph, you know, like, just like sprinkle in some guys, some of that righty power. I don't think that's a terrible route, like an Althea. Don't think that's a terrible way to go. And we got JC Ramirez, big fan of him this year. He's been really good. 13.8K, still a nice price tag for him. He feels like he's just a safe, consistent guy. Don't know if he's got the upside to really win me a tournament in this spot, but you know, I have interest. I think it's a guy that you can go to. Just don't know if it's the right slate for him. And then from here, there are not a lot of ton of pitchers I like down here for the rest of them. There's some. Like a Jason Vargas against Cleveland, pass. Patrick Corbin against Miami, I get the strikeout upsides there, just because Corbin can display that, but I'm not a big Corbin fan, to be honest. Corbin's just not a guy I like to roster. I get it, there is strikeout upside there he can have, but I'm, you know, he's got a, he's just, numbers, I don't like the numbers too much for him. So just a guy I think I'm going to end up passing on. But I just not a lot of love there for that spot. Matt Harvey, man, he is the hero that the Metropolitans do not need. I'm a Met fan and I hate Matt Harvey. I have not liked him for a while, and he's just not the same guy. Like, he's just a guy I think that we should not be playing. I mean, maybe people fall into the trap of what he did last start against Pittsburgh and what he did against San Diego and like, oh, he's back. Like, no, Matt Harvey is not back. If you look at the numbers, just, you know, he had those good outings, you know, and you know, I'll just let everyone, you know, take those and try and chase the points. I'm not chasing that. So Matt Harvey is a guy I definitely am not going to go to. The numbers are still not looking that great. Just a guy I don't think we should end up going to. Sierra is still 5.15. He's not getting a ton of swing and misses. This is a guy I refuse to play. Even I'll let the price keep going down if the matchup is great. And it's just Pittsburgh's not a great matchup for strikeouts. Like, people may think that because of the last start. Oh, he had a great start. Let's put him in there for that price. I just think it's unnecessary to go that cheap. Jared Eichhoff against the Giants, I just don't see a lot of strikeouts there. Not enough upside for me. Andrew Triggs against the Nationals, that's a pass too. There's just not enough upside against that Nationals offense. I get they could swing and miss, but they're just too good of a hitting offense. I'm not going to attack that. Then you got Mike Foltynewicz in Cincinnati and Bronson Arroyo. Oh, woof. That is going to be a bad combination for both pitchers in that small ballpark. So definitely a spot that I will be passing on. The hitters are going to be great in that spot. So I like that as like a little game stack if you're, you know, thinking about throwing some game stacks together. Kyle Gibson against JC Ramirez. Gibson is terrible too. And the LA offense doesn't strike out a ton. So I think that's going to end up being a game I just completely stay away from. There's not going to be a lot I love in that game. I'll just kind of pretend it's not on the slate. But yeah, the Angels offense isn't explosive enough, and you know, they don't strike out a ton, so, and Kyle Gibson's not good. Clayton Richard against the Colorado. Colorado's not as good against left-handed pitching. You know, there's a couple bats we have to be scared of, like a Mark Reynolds. You know, you should be scared of Arenado, but I don't mind going to a Clayton Richard. Don't think he's a terrible option for that cheap price tag on fantasy draft at 10.4K, where you need to roster two pitchers. I think you could get away with it. I think there is enough upside there against a Colorado offense that, you know, can struggle on the road and, you know, has historically struggled against left-handed pitching, you know, with tons of those power guys. You know, they have a lot of lefties in that lineup, so you just got to dodge those righties that can scare, you know, really scare you. And in a bigger ballpark, it's a ballpark downgrade for them. I don't think it's a terrible way to go. Then we got Christian Bergman, Jose Urena, Arroyo, and Alec Asher. They're all not that good, just guys we should target hitters against. Again, tons of different pitching options, tons of different routes you can go. I'll just recap again, guys, that I kind of have some interest in. At the bottom, I know Clayton Richard, he's a guy I have a little interest in. I have interest in Garrett Cole. I have interest in Jermaine Marquez. Patrick Corbin, now stay away from, sorry. And then, yeah, so Jermaine Marquez, Garrett Cole. Just recapping here. Michael Pineda, Dallas Keuchel, Clayton Kershaw, Steven Strasburg. So yeah, those are the guys I'm mainly looking at to target. I think they are all very interesting options. But now let's go ahead over to the the catcher position. Again, on fantasy draft, we don't have to play catchers, but if you want to, you can. I just really don't, unless it's like a great matchup, like, you know, a Gary Sanchez in a great spot or a Grandal in a great spot. But you can get them lower owned too. That's another thing to keep in mind in tournaments. Say there's a great catching play on the slate. You know, Gary Sanchez against Francisco Liriano, that's a spot that we should like, you know, a ton. I don't think he'll be rostered really on fantasy draft, so that's a great spot for him. Interesting stat I saw on Twitter yesterday, Gary Sanchez is hitting 176 against left-handed pitching, which is absolutely crazy. I mean, he's been smashing right-handed pitching, but I don't expect that to continue, so don't be scared to play Gary Sanchez against left-handed pitching. Like, you know, it's one of those things where I expect it to kind of regress back to the mean a little bit. You know, I expect as the season goes on, for Gary Sanchez to hit better against left-handed pitching, he's not going to hit 176 all season. So I like Gary Sanchez a ton. Just probably my favorite way to get exposure to the Yankees office if I have the money. Just the question is, will I have the money? Pretty tough to get that. So yeah, that's kind of one of the things. Yasmani Grandal, I'm always a fan of him in a spark with left-handed power against Jimmy Nelson. Nelson is I didn't mention him much in the pitching, but Nelson has pitched great this year. I'm just not probably not like the best spot to target for me. I don't think it's you know, with all the Dodgers who are really good against right-handed pitching with tons of lefty power in the lineup, just not the best park for that. I mean, it's a really good park upgrade for the Dodgers, and they're an interesting stack, especially if we can get into that Milwaukee bullpen. So yeah, definitely don't think that's a terrible route to go. I like Grandal a lot. Alex Avila, he's a lefty. Don't think he'll be in there. So that Tigers lineup will be interesting. Be interesting to see what they end up doing with the two hole, because they've been putting Alex Avila in there, and against a lefty, I doubt they do that. And Derek Holland. So I'd be on the lookout for that lineup. And if you listen to me talk about you know, a lot of offenses and whatnot, I always fall into the Tigers trap. They've made me some good money last season, but this year it's, you know, been a little rough. But I think I'm gonna just keep weathering the storm and fighting through. There's some good advanced stat data on the, you know, they've just been getting really unlucky. They're hitting the ball hard. I'm just gonna keep riding it out. They're not gonna be this bad for us this long, at least I hope not. So I'm just gonna keep riding the Tigers. I think they're a good stack on this slate, but not Alex Avila, of course. I'm just gonna be on the lookout for that lineup, and that'll help me make more decisions on that, because I'm curious to see what they throw out there. Wouldn't mind a JT Realmuto. Don't think that's a terrible way to go. Even like if you wanted against Yu Darvish, go Brian McCann or Evan Gattis. Don't think that's terrible. Terrible way to go, just because you know, there's some power catchers that will be super under owned. No one want to take him against a Yu Darvish. So don't think that's a terrible route to go. And Mike Zunino against Jake Odorizzi. You don't hate that. Mike Zunino is a guy I read on Twitter that he was having some issues with you know, swinging and whatnot. They sent him down to the minors, and he said he like got his home run swing back or whatever. He like worked through it in the minors, and he really thought he got his home run swing back a little bit. And you know, he's just a cheap power option that I don't mind ever going to. So don't hate it. And he's been hitting the ball a little better. Hasn't really gotten the home runs, but he's getting tons of doubles. So you know, last three games, three doubles. So I think that's a good route we could end up going. But again, you know, catcher, there's not a ton I love. Just be on the lookout for lineups to see if you can get a cheap catcher in there, especially in cash games. If I'm playing Kershaw, I want to try and get a cheap catcher if I can, like a Devin Mesoraco. He's a guy that can be cheap on sites. So yeah, he's a guy that against Mike Foltynewicz, I think that's a great spot for him. So just a good candidate for a cheap, maybe a cheap home run. So just looking for those cheap home runs is something I'm going to try and do in my cash games and hope I can survive with a cheap guy to just punt and, you know, move on to the next position and get the bats that I really care about in my lineup. So, and again, catcher, just fill in with your stacks. If you got three guys you like on a team, just throw in the catcher, you know, from the bottom of the order. Maybe you can get it with like a wraparound stack. Don't think that's a terrible route to go. Let's head over to the first base position. You know, of course, always a big fan of first base. It's absolutely loaded. One of my favorite guys on the slate at the first base position, Joey Votto, a lefty against Mike Foltynewicz. He's a great candidate for a home run. Like him a ton today. He's going to be one of my favorite first basemen to roster. Just an absolutely great spot for the Reds. So have a ton of interest in that. Red stack is something I'm going to have, you know, gonna look at very, very heavily, especially with a 5.15 run total. Love seeing that from Vegas. They are very high on them. So I, you know, he's one of the first basemen I love. Another first baseman I'm a huge fan of is Miguel Cabrera, 4.2K against Derek Holland. Let me pull it up now for the BVP truthers out there. Derek Holland, I'm pretty sure he was supposed to pitch last week against Detroit, and he got moved or bumped because of like weather or something like that. I forget what it was, but the BVP is not crazy, but it's 4-for-11 with two homers. So if you're, you know, with four walks as well. So if you're a big BVP fan, you know, that's more reason to play him. So yeah, but Miguel Cabrera, you know, I don't think I ever have to talk into him when he's against the lefty. It's a great spot. Like him a ton on the slate. Chris Davis is a guy who's really heating up against, you know, Rick Porcello gives a ton of hard contact, two home runs in the last game. Don't mind going to Chris Davis at all. I think he's a good option that we can consider on the slate. There's tons of first basemen, you know, that we could play. It just depends on the site and depends on the pricing for sure. It's just, you know, Tommy Joseph against Ty Blash. I like him. It's just absolutely loaded today at first base, so it's really going to be tough to make that decision. I would love to pay up for Votto and Miguel Cabrera. Just question is, will I be able to? Adrian Gonzalez, and I don't man, I don't love him. He has not been that good this year, and there's opportunity costs, obviously, at first base. That's the one thing I worry about, right? But where you can get him cheap, if he's batting cleanup against the Brewers, they have like a Dodgers have a run total in like around like 4.5. So yeah, I mean, I don't hate that at all, especially maybe in tournaments if you're doing a Dodger stack, just a good way to save money. Yeah, Adrian Gonzalez is a great option to consider. So don't mind him at all. Matt Holliday, he can smash left-handed pitching. Francisco Liriano is terrible. You know, he's coming back from the DL, I believe. I haven't seen him in a while, so I'm assuming it's from back from the DL, unless he pitched one that I missed maybe during a day game. But pretty sure he will not be, spot on right away, especially the amount of walks that he can give up. You know, he can walk the first two guys on and then Matt Holliday goes yard. So Matt Holliday, like him where you can get him cheap. But yeah, I mean, the first base is just absolutely loaded. So many different plays to talk about. But my two favorite plays, if I had to pick, are definitely Joey Votto and Miguel Cabrera. And I like Matt Holliday as well as a cheaper-ish option. If I had to go even cheaper than that, like, yeah, Adrian Gonzalez too. And there's just tons of guys. I know I'm like rambling on about all different plays, but those are kind of the guys I like a lot. Also like going maybe one of the Boston bats, like Hanley Ramirez or Mitch Moreland. They're good plays too as well. So, yep, that's mainly the first base position. Let's head over to second so I can talk about some of my plays over there. Second, never really a huge fan of second. I think my cash game guy will be Dixon Machado. I believe he'll bat leadoff for the Tigers. Good Tigers exposure, pretty much costs like the minimum on a ton of sites or super cheap. So, I mean, I like Dixon Machado a lot. He's a guy I think I'm going to look at. Don't mind going Starlin Castro against Liriano. He'll be batting cleanup. I think that's a great spot for him. Then we have, Brandon Phillips. I don't like rostering Brandon Phillips, but where I can get him cheap against Bronson Arroyo batting second, I don't hate it. Or a Jose Peraza, maybe he bats towards the top lineup against Fulton Nevich. Don't think that's a terrible route that you could go. Second base is just going to probably look to be a spot where I try to save a ton. Just not a lot of guys at the top that I'm pretty much, itching a roster. If you look here at the top, some of the top guys, Brian Dozier, Daniel Murphy, Robinson Cano, Jose Altuve, they have good matchups, but just not ones I love, especially like the parks they're in. They're in LA, they're in Oakland and Seattle, just parks that I don't love for home runs. And then we have Altuve against Darvish, and I'm not trying to attack Darvish a ton. So, yeah, just not a spot I absolutely love for the second base position. Again, fantasy draft, we can play a lot of those first basemen I liked and talked about instead. We don't have to play them, but yeah, the second base position, just not the biggest fan of looking to punt it as much as I can with this spot, just to try and get in guys. Oh yeah, one more guy to mention. I'm just mentioning just because he's still super cheap, and I know it's against Steven Strasburg, so it's probably a spot I don't want to go, but Jed Lowry over at FanDuel is still 2.4K, and the guy's mashing the ball. I don't know if this is the correct spot for it, but man, that guy is still cheap. Again, I think Dixon Machado will bat leadoff, and he's going to be my cash guy, really. I've been kind of, whenever he's been batting leadoff, I've been throwing him in, and he just makes everything work. He just gets you that salary relief to get you in those bats that really help put you over the top and get you those home runs that you need in cash games. So yeah, I guess Dixon Machado is my top option just because of that. And like I said, I'm mainly a cash game guy, so that's why I look at a lot of guys like that. So yeah, that's kind of my take on the second base position. Again, love the Tigers today, and I'll be looking at that spot for sure. Over to third base, though. Third base, we have some good options to go to. I think you can go to Josh Donaldson. He's a guy who's been kind of heating up. And I know Pineda's been absolutely elite this year. I understand that, but he can give up the home run ball. And if he's going to give it up to anyone, I think Josh Donaldson's the guy. So Donaldson, I don't mind, is like a interesting one-off that's going to be super low-owned. I don't think anyone will play him. And, everyone was on him yesterday. He was like 40% owned on a four-game slate at the third base position. So I don't hate that at all. Nolan Arenado against a lefty, I think he's a great tournament one-off. You can just throw him in. Sure, he'll be under-owned. I just think it's a good spot to go to him. Don't mind that at all. Nolan Arenado against a lefty is always a spot I have some interest in. Nick Castellanos, he's only 2.6K, and I could see him batting second against Nick Holland. Makes a ton of sense that the Tigers would go that route. I could totally see that. So if he's batting second for 2.6K, could definitely see that being a good cash game option to throw. And that's over at FanDuel and DraftKings. He's like same price. Let me see Fantasy Draft as well. Thing is, at Fantasy Draft, like I said, I'll probably just play first baseman. Like, that's just kind of how I like to do it over there. third base position is not as loaded as it normally is for me, so I'm not the biggest fan. Luis Valbuena is another cheap option you can go to. Don't hate that against Kyle Gibson, who gives him a ton of home runs, ton of hard contact. Just a lot of the expensive guys I'm not absolutely in love with. Like Nolan Arenado a ton, though. I think he's the top option in the top tier. And Manny Machado, where you can get him cheaper, he's looked absolutely awful at the plate. I totally understand that. He went 0 for 5 against the Yankees 2 days ago, and he had like 4 strikeouts or something insane, maybe 3. He's looked awful at the plate. If you look at the game log, he has 1, 2, 3, 4 zeros in a row, and then he got the 12.4. But man, if we can buy low on Manny Machado and try to get ahead of the game against Rick Porcello, I do not mind that at all. So he's definitely a guy I'm going to be considering for sure. If you can get Mike Moustakas cheap against Josh Tomlin, I don't hate that at all. I think that's an interesting route you can go. I like going probably batting in the 5-hole, Eugenio Suarez. People probably won't play him. People just don't like playing Eugenio Suarez. So I think he's a good guy that we could go, especially since I definitely think I have a ton of interest in that red stack on the slate. So yeah, he's a route we can go to. But let's head over to the shortstop position. Looking at shortstop, Corey Seager, he's one guy that I'm going to absolutely love on this slate. Where you can get him cheaper, if you have the money to pay up for shortstop, that's just a question. If I'm putting in Kershaw, it might be tough to get him in my lineup. So Corey Seager against Jimmy Nelson, I'm a big fan of him. He just hasn't really been hitting the home runs. That's the one thing I'm worrying about a little bit with him. I know he's not really a huge power guy, but man, this is the park to hit it out for him. So yeah, Corey Seager is one shortstop that I have a ton of interest in. Again, talking about the Reds again, Zach Cozart batting second against Folty Nevich. I think that's a good option you can go to. Alcides Escobar, if you need a cheap shortstop against Tomlin, I guess you could do it. I've been rostering him lately, more so against lefties. Against Josh Tomlin as a righty, not a huge fan of it. But, you know, if you want cheap exposure to the Royals lineup and it helps you make your cash games work, I understand going Alcides Escobar. I've done it more so against lefties, but he's batting leadoff and Royals have a 4.56 implied run total, so I get it. It's a route you can go in cash, but in tournaments, yeah, there's no chance I would do that. I also didn't mention I like Francisco Lindor. I think he's a good option to play against Jason Vargas, and that's just a spot that we should definitely look to attack. So he's a good Cleveland exposure, probably my favorite Cleveland bat if I had to pick one on the day. Don't mind Didi Gregorius, even against Francisco Liriano. Didi's definitely like very showing the reverse splits numbers throughout his career so far, and I'm buying into it. He's a guy like even like a Brandon Crawford too. I don't mind taking these two guys against lefties. Crawford's not against a lefty today, but just a good example of it. But Didi Gregorius, man, even against a lefty, I'll take him against a lefty. He'll go super underowned in my Yankee stacks. If I'm going to Yankee stack, I think throwing Didi Gregorius is not a terrible idea. So, he normally bats around the 6 or 7 hole, just a good way to round it out. And you can't argue with his game logs. They've been pretty nice. He always looks like he's getting you something on recently. He's been hitting well this year. So, Didi Gregorius, even against a lefty, sign me up. I don't think it's a terrible option. He's been hitting well against lefties throughout his career. And I kind of am buying the reverse splits on that for sure. The sample isn't huge there like everyone says, but I'm buying in the sample now at this point. So yeah, Didi Gregorius, I like him as an option. Other than that, yeah, that's shortstop. On fantasy draft, I don't know if there's a ton of shortstops I'll end up playing, like I said, but if I like Corey Seager as my top guy. If I had to pick one, my favorite guy at shortstop, it's Corey Seager. Just the question is, do you have the money? And it's a spot that I wouldn't mind saving at, especially in your cash game. So oh, yeah, you can also save with, like, an Alan Cordoba against German Marquez. I know I like him, but if he's batting first and he's, like, the minimum on sites or close to the minimum, don't hate having a leadoff guy there. So I wanted to mention that. Over to the outfield. Outfield position, we have, tons of different options, as always. I really like going to the Braves outfielders, those lefties against Bronson Arroyo. I haven't mentioned a ton of Braves. That's because there's not a ton I like at all the other positions. I mentioned Brandon Phillips, but man, these outfielders, Markakis, Inciarte, and Matt Kemp, say you like the Braves stack, right? I don't mind just stacking up all of them, Markakis, Inciarte, and Kemp in tournaments, and pair it with like a Brandon Phillips or something, or and a Tyler Flowers or Kirk Suzuki. Like, I think that's an interesting way to make your Braves stack. And sometimes I like to do this. Like, people just don't like taking all the same outfielders together. So if you want to make, you know, a Braves stack and make it different or whatnot, again, it's a 15-game slate. I don't think ownership's going to really matter. 14-game slate, but I don't think ownership's really going to matter a ton. So I always like doing that, though, especially on, like, small slates. Like, if I, like, yesterday, I didn't mind doing a Yelich, Ozuna, and Stanton together, because if you do that combo together, you know, how many Marlins stacks are going to have that? I just don't think people are really comfortable putting in all the same outfielders from the same position. So that's just a strategy I like to do in tournaments that I think is interesting. So yeah, I don't mind doing that. Markakis and Inciarte, I like them a ton for cash games, though, against Arroyo. I think it's a good spot to target those lefties for sure. Against a righty like Bergman, I don't mind tacking some of those Rays lefties. Just depends on their price tags and whatnot. Probably like Kevin Kiermaier the most if I want to get exposure, just because he's cheaper on most sites. Not as priced up as like a Corey Dickerson, but man, he's been absolutely mashing the ball a ton. I like Seth Smith too. You know, those Orioles, it's a cheap way to get cheap exposure to them. I always like going Seth Smith. He's a cheap option I like playing, and he's been hitting the ball better. So he's a guy, just a cheap way to go in cash games that I like. And he's got some upside too as well on top of that. So definitely someone that I would be considering on the slate. Switch hitter Aaron Hicks, another good way to get Yankees exposure. If he's batting in the two hole, I wouldn't be surprised if he was batting there. So Aaron Hicks would not be a bad route to go with your Yankees stacks. The implied run total, let me see what that is for them, 4.66. I expect maybe it'd be a little higher. Maybe it'll go up as the day. Something to keep in mind, and I always like to mention, is just watch the line movement throughout the day. That can sometimes help me. Not help me pick an offense, but give me more confidence in it. And I'll just, you know, kind of add that into the equation, of course. So, he's another guy I can like. Also, again, like, we're trying to get some cheap cash game options in to get Kershaw. Cole Calhoun, if he's batting second against Kyle Gibson, Kyle Gibson is not good, so I like that a ton. Don't mind going Adam Jones against Rick Porcello. Adam Jones is kind of, you know, he gets a lot better against right-handed pitching, it seems. I don't mind him. He's been hot, hitting a really good bat, 2 home runs in his last game. I like him a ton. Against Derek Holland, I'm a big fan of going the Tigers, JD Martinez. If you have the money, I love paying up for him. Think he's a really good option. Justin Upton, where you can get him cheap. I'm sure he's still cheap in places. I know he like had a quad injury, but he said he was fine, so I'm just gonna believe him. He said it's not a big deal at all. I think he just went out for precautionary reasons. He says he'll be fine, so hopefully he's in the lineup. I think they'll need him, just because with Alex Avila out, man, that lineup could just get really watered down. So if Upton's not in the lineup, oh man, that lineup could then be really ugly, and it's not a ton of bats I would love completely, but yeah, just keep an eye out on that. Always like getting him in spots where you can get him for cheap. For some reason, Upton normally is cheap on a ton of sites, so don't mind going him. I also like, again, I've talked about the Reds, but the outfield combo of Adam Duvall, Scott Schebler, I like them a ton, you know, for cheap power options. Think they are a good play for sure. Again, like I said with those Braves, right, you know, you could pair Joey Votto with all those Reds outfielders. If you're worried it's going to be super chalky, you know, you're already different doing it that way. And against Mike Fultonevitz, you know, that's a good route to go. So Billy Hamilton, of course, you know, he's always got stolen base upside, and if he's against a catcher like a Kirk Suzuki, he's not that good at holding runners on, so that can help him out a ton. Mike Fultonevitz isn't a guy that we want to target a ton with stolen bases, but it's something. If it's Suzuki back there, that can help out a ton. And Billy Hamilton is just super fast, so obviously, something to consider. Then we got Mookie Betts. Don't mind going him if I had to take a Boston bat. I like him against Asher. Benintendi, he could be in the lineup. I don't know. He's like been slumping. I think like the manager like sat him because he was slumping. So I don't know what they're going to end up doing with him. Maybe they give him another rest day. But against Asher, don't think that's a bad route to go. And if you're getting him for cheap in tournaments, don't mind doing that at all. But as always, man, outfield is absolutely loaded. We could also have an Andrew Romine, too, if he's batting first instead of Dixon Machado. That's another cheap option, but outfield is loaded. One of those things just especially in cash games and even in tournaments, you know, if you're looking for a stack, there's going to be some cheap outfielders that come into play that you just kind of can get to help get your top tier pitching in. I think it's going to be important to take one of these top pitchers. Take a Kershaw, take a Strasburg, a Keuchel, Darvish, just all these top guys. I think it's going to be important. Garrett Cole, Pineda, just I think it's going to be important to get at least one of them, of course, in tournaments, maybe two. So we want to get some cheap guys, and outfield is a good way to do that, maybe to get some cheap top-of-the-order guys. So just be on the lookout for that. Tons of different guys to like on this slate. Normally on my Weekend Grind podcast, I give you a stack of the day, you know, a stack that I like a ton, my favorite stack. I'm going to go with the Cincinnati Reds. I'm a big fan of them today. I think you guys would have guessed it was the Tigers because I talk about them a lot, but I think it's going to be the Reds today. I think I have a lot of belief in them. They're a team I'm going to target, I think, a lot in my tournaments. I think this is a good spot for Folti Nevich to kind of get blown up a bit. So for me, it's going to be the Cincinnati Reds, but also the Tigers are a close second. Just depends on the lineup with them. I have a little worries about what the lineup could look like depending on Upton and the injury, but you know. Of course, those are my two stacks that I like the most on this slate at the time. But be on the lookout, like I said, for the line movement, for Vegas stuff. Be on the lookout for what lineups they put out there, you know. See how many lefties and righties are in there against which pitcher. Just stuff like that. Always take note of that. And, you know, because that can affect a ton of stuff. But I just wanted to thank Dan Bach again for letting me fill in for him. I wish him luck at the at Vegas. You know, a bunch of us have been in Vegas before. We know how much of a good time it can be. So best of luck to DB in Vegas. And thanks a lot for listening, guys. Give me a follow on Twitter at Travis Mangone. Again, it is at TravisMangone. Give me a follow over there. If you have any questions on the slate, I'm always pretty available to ask. Just send me questions kind of earlier. You know, once we get to like 6 o'clock to 7, you can shoot me a question if I get to it, sure. But, you know, it's one of those times where I'm sure you guys are busy with your time as well and trying to make decisions and whatnot. But if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me there. And again, thanks a lot for listening, and play some fantasy draft. Head over there and give it a try if you haven't played. We have some some great stuff in the just sign up through our links. I think it's like Roto Grinder Zip, but just head on the site and check that out. Again, thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you guys on the Weekend Grind. Check that out this weekend.